Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin suffers from severe paranoia.
Hey, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old drug-addicted level 3 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he secretly wants to be a tyrannical dictator.
He's working his way there.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Hey everybody, R2 here, Ryan Tuck here. Here I play as Fleecestick Sock Jelly. I am the hobo trash master cleric of the group. I am the MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, my favorite stash spot is my beard.
Hey guys, it's Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, a 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, to this day he is still trying to track down the men who killed his wife.
Depressing.
Not fun.
It's going to be hard to find them in another world.
I know, right?
My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is that a giraffe's heart is about 2 feet long. So.
What?
You're welcome. Alright, so where we left off, Duke Crystal had chapped old Goblinzilla clean in half with his super sentient demon sword, and you all are left here with the blood and the bodies of the goblins and orcs. What do you want to do?
Loot?
Okay, who's looting what?
Who's
got the best? Everybody's gonna get one. One check.
What's the...
Whoever's got the best... Can we do an investigation?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. I have a plus two investigation. Yeah,
not me.
I have a plus one on investigation.
I have a plus two.
Well, there you go.
Looks like that is the best.
Nate, does it look like you trust me to investigate it? I'm doing it.
Yes, trust the crazy cat.
11 plus 2.
Alright. Who are you searching? Goblinzilla, you said?
Okay.
Yeah?
We're looting him.
Yeah, big guy.
Okay, so... That's all, actually.
Go ahead and roll for one of the little ones.
Yeah, go for it. You guys can do your rolls for them.
I'm gonna keep them.
I want to search the fork.
That's good. They made it flat and OP 16.
Oh wow.
What'd you get, Kelly? Miss Muffin?
11 plus 2.
Okay, so you find on Goblinzilla the same, like, it looks potion thing that he drank. And,
That made him big?
Yes, that made him all monstrous.
Oh my god.
Potion of healing, a regular one. And that is all you find on him.
So, what's the potion called that makes you huge? Do you know?
No.
Well, that's not good.
I do not.
Goblinzilla
is called Biggie Potion or something.
It's just something.
Potion.
It was something I.
I'm
it was just something
potion.
I made up. So yeah, sure, go for it. Big chug, Biggie Potion.
It's
a pencil. All right. What do you guys? Who else searching? What goblins and the orc? There's one orc. Okay. 19? Okay. So you find a note on him, and it says. Now's the time. You guys need to take our secret weapon, Goblinzilla, to the emo camp in Darkhaven and wipe them out. And it's signed, and it says Orctagon. They said, so you guys can get the idea that these guys were sent here by a bigger force, a bigger boss.
A bigger boss than Goblinzilla.
Nearby. So, you guys have your options to search after them, whatever else you want to do in the town, there's all that junk. Someone else, you guys searching the goblins, what'd you guys get, the other searches?
I got a 15.
Okay, so...
How much healing is...
I found 70 gold pieces, Fleecestick, and you did not find anything, Archie. Sorry.
Aw, poor Arch, it don't matter.
Huh?
It don't matter.
Potion of greater 40 dips.
I think it's 4d4 plus 4 or something like that. Yeah, Farkarst is still here. He's been kind of doing his own thing. 4d4 plus 4 when you drink it for a greater.
Farkarst runs up. Knee sloth.
You're going to use that? Okay.
Farkarst wants to investigate.
Farkarst ain't going to do much investigating.
He says, knee
sloth. With a name like that,
not to investigate. Hey, he's half human. He can.
He's got a merged mind with a donkey, so. Yeah, plus 4. 4d4 plus 4.
Can't help that. 30.
Gooch.
30, dang. I got 27.
It's a barbarian. He gets a lot of health.
Yeah, 35
is my bet, so 70.
70?
Yep. Alright. Anything else you guys want to do in the town before you head out after them, or are you guys going to go straight for it, try and finish this thing off?
Are we going to go into the hatch ever?
What's all in the town exactly?
Just the houses, the tavern, and
the hatch and the church.
The church and tiefling dirtbag general store.
Kill anything,
Chris? It just intrigues me how they all were like, we only made it so far, no one comes back, and the ones that do are fucked up. Makes me want to be like, well, I'm doing it.
That's up to you. But you also know that these guys are just sent to attack this place, so I mean. It's up to you what you want to do there.
Do that first.
Yeah?
Yes.
Can I go after the camp then? Look for the camp?
Yeah.
Alright. Then somebody give me a perception or a survival check.
My perception is plus 3.
Yeah, plus 4.
My survival is plus 2
on survival and perception.
Yeah, plus 4 on both.
Yeah, you get do it. You do it. Please take.
Yeah,
21. Wowza. All right. So you're easily.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No,
anybody. Okay, so you're easily able to track footprints and stuff back towards a camp here. As you approach, it looks like a quarry, a big quarry, and there's you can see. Give me another perception check, Fleestick. You. Now that you're here. That crit one?
Seven
plus
one.
Or wait, no,
that is a 7.
Okay.
Seven.
Okay, so you see what it looks like an outside camp here, and it's there's a couple goblins and some orcs walking around, kind of just chilling, sitting by fires and eating and whatnot. What do you guys want to do here? You see like this there's like tents in the camp, and then it kind of spirals around and goes into a lower area, but you can't see what's quite down inside there.
So it's kind of just them all chilling and then it spirals
yes.
down to like a cave or something?
Yeah.
You guys want to mark these guys?
Yeah, fuck them.
Gonna mark them? Are you gonna do anything else? Approach with caution, or are you gonna just go at it?
Or are we just gonna get to talk to them and then mark them? Okay,
let's go. Yeah,
Rough life. What are we going to do? We're going to attack? We're going to talk?
Attack.
I'm always
on the
side of attack.
Attack. We got one.
Okay. Rush into fucking combat then.
You want me to sneak up?
Yeah, we need a surprise.
Surprise?
Alright,
there we go.
Attack. How close
so, Kelly, if you're going
to
do that, then give me a stealth check. To see if you can get up close enough to one of them.
10, my stealth is plus 5. Oh, 10.
10?
Yeah.
I guess I need to do this. You were detected, so roll initiative. And you're closer than the rest because you were moving forward to sneak up, so with your stealth check.
18 plus 3 is my initiative.
Okay. These goblin and orcs sound surprisingly like cats.
Hazel's in heat.
Okay. And all of your initiatives whenever you're ready?
14.
Duke Crystal, you got 14. That was a hard throw. It was. Came down, too.
18.
Damn. Okay. Miss Muffin.
I got an 18 plus 3 for my initiative.
Well,
okay.
I don't like to do the math.
Please stick. Initiative. Okay. Then that would mean first up is Miss Muffin.
Yeah.
You're up close, so good.
That's what good I thing. Wanted was to get up close and use my plus one dagger and try and slice and dice one.
You see three goblins and two orcs, and so they run up. There's
this is the closest goblin.
Say, yeah, so I'm going to say there's a goblin probably about 20 feet in front of you, and then there's going to be two more goblins behind him, and then the orcs on either side of them, both sides.
9 plus 6 to hit.
To hit?
Yeah, 9 plus 6 to hit, and then it says 1d4 plus 4 for damage.
Okay. You hit.
3 plus 4, 7 damage altogether.
7 damage?
Yeah. Hey. 7 damage slicing and dicing.
You stick him real good and he just bleeds out. He starts bleeding out immediately into the ground. So, yeah, goblin down because goblins aren't very tough. Anything else?
Shiv.
Okay. Archie, your turn.
Alright. How far away from
them? You guys are about 40 feet from them. 30 feet? 35 feet from them? Yeah. So I'm going to drop him.
Mine's all still right, 30.
So I'm going to walk up to the next one.
Walk in
so,
style.
Let me see
it's
here.
A cane, and then trick him. It's not a cane. It's a whiplasher.
It's a whiplasher.
Crack.
Yeah.
Archie Ortiz. So where you guys are, let me get some distance here to figure out where the range is. So yeah, you can make it to an orc.
Alright, I'm going to an orc then. And they don't get the cane to the face.
Okay, give him the cane to the face. Oh, to the face.
Wow, it rolled out of my hand. That's horrible. I did not hit it. It's freaking 13.
13?
Yeah.
That will hit.
Oh, okay.
Yay! Roll your damage.
Okay.
Oh, hi. That would be a... Yes, plus... So, 9 damage.
9 damage. It hits. You whack him right upside the head.
Yeah.
Whack.
Whack, motherfucker.
Now I believe it is Goblin's turn. One of the Bat Goblins. He's going to throw a javelin at you, Miss Muffin.
No! He's going to miss because
you killed
sucks.
His friend. That is a 17 plus 5.
He's going to hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in the shoulder.
Or in the face.
No. On the face.
7 damage.
7?
The javelin that flies and sticks you in the shoulder.
It's going to go... Ooh, ah, face. My shoulder.
My shoulder.
And that's going to be infected.
Yeah. And now it's the other one's turn with the javelin. Who's going to throw one at Archie?
Oh, come on now.
I'm sure it's
15 plus 5?
Yeah, that'll
be you. Don't worry, I'll be.
Also 7 damage.
Also you. In your shoulder. Your shoulder. Oh, no.
Your shoulder as well from the javelin.
Oh, no. Please, sir.
They're so good at aiming at shoulders.
Please, sir. May I have another? Duke Crystal, your turn, pal. Javelins are flying.
Can I reach the orc on the left?
Yes. What's your movement speed?
30.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
You can get very close.
Have a sword.
He's about 38 feet from you.
A sword?
30. 35, 30.
He has
He said 30 is your movement speed?
That's what he said.
Right? Okay, yeah. Yeah. So he's about almost 10 feet away from you. Out of your movement speed once you move full move.
Can I make it to the back of that cart?
Yeah, you can. You can make it to the carts up ahead, yeah.
Well, I would take cover behind it so the javelin's still
good. Alright, good move. Alright, is that it for your turn then? Good turn. Flea stick, your turn, pal.
How close am I to anybody?
You are about the same as Duke, so you're about almost 40 feet from the orc and about 50 feet from the two goblins in the back. Kelly killed the goblin in the front. Archie's right. On the orc on the side.
Miss Muffin did it.
Miss Muffin did it, not Kelly.
I guess I'm going to go for the orc.
Do you want
Sacred Flame.
Dex save?
Yes, sir.
What's your DC? What do I got to roll above?
14.
14? Oh, it's up higher now. Because you got yes, that sir. You got that thing. Yay. I forgot. And you said that was the orc, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not a good one. It was off the side. He fails with a 7. So, that'd be 8.
Yes, sir. 7 damage.
Money.
Double whammy.
That's to the other one, so...
My sacred flame.
feed my sacred flame. It's the orc's turn. He's going to walk up around the cart that he saw Big Duke Crystal run and hide behind. Oh, cool. 13 plus 5?
Yeah.
Okay. That is 8 damage from a great axe. He comes down, slices you. He's angry. He's
okay,
pissed.
Bud.
All right, the other orc's turn. Archie, you're going to get the same treatment with a great axe.
No, I'm not.
4 plus 5.
Ha.
He whiffs.
Ha.
He whiffs. Miss Muffin, back to you, top of the round.
Yeah, how close am I to the next goblin?
You are about, I would say, 15 feet from him.
So I can just run right over and dagger him right in the neck.
Yep.
With a
dagger,
plus one
right in the neck.
Dagger. So that's a 16 plus.
That will
6.
Hit. Yeah, definitely will hit.
Stab right.
Little goblin.
In the neck, and he takes 8 damage.
He is dead. Your daggers are fucking bloody today. Yeah, he's just catching bodies after body. Archie, your turn.
Let's just swing him back at the orc.
Okay. Stupid orc.
17 plus 5. That'll hit.
That will definitely hit.
Give me 7 damage.
Give you 7 damage.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, you said it. You said give you 7 damage. Alright. How do you kill him? How do you kill that orb?
I send my cane through his skull as I swing it down, crushing his head.
Good deal. Alright, goblin's dead from Kelly, goblin's dead from Kelly. Third goblin's turn. From Miss Muffin. Sorry. So this is going to back up its movement speed, which is 30 feet. So he's going to move back behind this campfire behind you guys, ahead, and he's going to shoot a short bow at you, Miss Muffin. Just killing all of his friends. That's a natural one. As he goes to run backwards, he trips into the campfire. Takes some fire damage here.
He burns his booty cheeks off.
And he only takes 1 damage, so he's alright.
Singed booty cheeks.
His singed booty cheeks.
He has some grill marks on.
Toasted.
Alright,
to
Crystal, it's your turn.
Alright, 2-hand my warhammer.
Okay.
Crack this dude in the neck.
The neck.
Fold his orc neck.
Fold his orc neck.
That's, I'm going to see if I hit first.
Wait, you're using your hammer, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I was making sure it wasn't the god sword.
Why are you scared?
I'm just saying he's going to take some damage. For the orc, right?
Yeah.
No, it will not. Just shy. Alright.
That's that.
Flea stick.
Alright. I approached a half distance last time, correct?
I don't know if you did. Did you do that?
I might not. He said I wanted to. I wanted to, but I guess I didn't.
Alright.
Who's left again?
The orc on Duke and the goblin that ran pretty about 60 feet from you now.
All right, good. I'm gonna blast the sacred
plane. Sacred plane. Let me get his sheet here.
Radiant.
Nah, 10. He fails. This is the most I've ever seen
damage.
Sacred Flame hit before. 8 damage?
Yes, sir.
Fuck. Fuck! He's dead.
Fuck you.
Radiated light burns him up.
Nice.
Orc. It's his turn. I'm about to ask you. I'm about to tell you guys. It's Orc's turn. Go ahead. Go ahead, guys. Do the Orc's turn.
Okay.
Orc's turn.
Throws himself in fire.
Surrender.
Tell them
everything they need to know.
So that's one on you, Duke.
Barbecue these guys.
7 plus 5.
7 plus 5? No.
I believe he's got something fancy here. No, he does not. Okay, so that's his turn. No fanciness.
Yeah, he...
Miss Muffin.
He's in trouble.
Is he... He's all that's left,
right? Did you say
right?
He muffed up?
Yes. The other goblin is
how
dead.
Close
to
am
run
I
away.
How close am I to
you're close enough. You're about 10 feet.
Alright.
The other side of the cart.
To him, and I'm going to... Cut his kneecaps.
Just the kneecaps.
No, I'm just gonna
shoot
across the front of his
knees.
The kneecaps.
Kneecaps.
That's only a 9.
No, you go to you do like a cool run and slide to cut his kneecap, so you just completely miss and fumble. So, yeah.
Damn.
It looked good. Yeah, it almost looked good.
It looked amazing.
Archie, your turn.
Oh baby, he's getting kicked.
You're right over there and smack him.
Yeah, I want
to
use my staff.
Sorry.
Sorry. What's up here, Sonny?
16.
Yes, that will hit.
9 damage.
9?
9.
Good hit.
Above the other.
How do you kill the last standing guy? That's the way you finish him off.
I swing my cane around at his neck, and the hook goes in his throat and rips his throat out when I pull it out.
Alright, wowza. Good. Alright, there you go. There's that. The entrance, so.
Yeah.
Good job. They're all dead.
Nice.
We're pretty good at combat.
Yeah, you guys are violent. Alright.
I want to search that one dude that I fought barbecued.
Alright, you can give me an investigation roll. Investigation or perception if you want. You want, I guess. If you're gonna search him.
Let's see which one's
probably
perception.
Alright.
Oh my god.
13.
8.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys don't really find much on these guys. They were just kinda hanging out here. Some fish. Got some food. It's some food that they were carrying.
Did
they
just kill these guys?
Fish? Did
yeah.
they have tuna?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's fish. Sure, if you want to investigate to see if it's fish or tuna. Go ahead.
It's tuna.
Hmm.
I don't think your cat has a problem.
11 plus 2.
Yeah, sure. It's tuna.
My cat loves tuna only.
Only tuna? Well, it's starving right now.
So. I swipe at the fish and I'm like, I feed it to Hazel immediately.
Alright.
I just walk very pissed on the fire, so.
Okay.
Works. Why?
I had piss.
Fire was pissing him off. Alright, now what do you guys want to do? You want to head down into the little spiraling, lowering area? Yeah?
Yeah.
Why not?
Alright. As you enter down there, there's a campfire down there and some bedrolls, and then there's an opening in the side of the wall there. There's a cave entrance. Would you like to?
Need to investigate.
Yeah, let's
So as you start to walk down the stair, like the rail, the circular path down the hole, you can hear like loud roaring and chanting and like screaming coming from inside there. So
can I peek in and check it out?
60
feet in with my dark vision.
So if you like, you want to look in without being like seen by anybody, trying to peek in. So give me a stealth check to see if you can like creep up to the door without being noticed. You can do it at advantage. Stealth check advantage.
I have plus 5. What's your stealth?
Yours is going to be higher than anybody's.
If he fails, can I also try? Oh, wait. If he fails, they're going to notice us.
Go ahead, please, Dick. You just roll your stealth.
Yeah. It is a 13.
13? Okay, so yeah, you can... well, actually, I said roll with advantage, so you can roll again, too.
No.
If you want to see if you get any better.
I'm
going to
stick with the 13.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you kind of creep up to the edge and you look in, and you can see that this is the entrance to like bleachers and stands that go all the way around this big circular pit. And there's orcs and goblins like all over the place, like all surrounding the pits, and they're all screaming. And they're like, Orc Doug gone! Orc Doug gone! And there's a giant pit with like a cage and blood. And when you look down inside there, you can see orcs in there just like fighting to the death. And there's like one laying on the ground, bled out, and three other ones standing there fighting.
I'll see him like with orcs, basically.
Yes.
Gladiator style shit.
Yes.
Who got it? What are y'all
doing? I don't want to do that. But if we go down there, they're gonna grab us and throw us in there and make us do it.
Yeah, we'll be fighting forever.
Oh. I want to try to stop Orctagon.
You guys.
Is anybody getting explosives on them? Is this the only entrance to this place?
Yes, as far as you know.
Like, who's the announcer? Decapitate.
Kill the announcer. You guys informed me. You got time. Like, nobody's coming out here after you. Nobody knows that those guys were dead. So if you want to formulate a plan of some sort, you can do that.
Just one.
So it's just like basically where we fought all those guys at the top of this coliseum. Right?
It was the yeah. Like there's like it's like grass, normal area, and then a quarry that kind of drops down.
Don't need to fight them, but
yeah. What's the point? Why are we fighting them?
Because this is the guys that sent the orcs and goblins after your town.
So we have to fight them.
If you're wanting to stop the goblin and orc problem in the area, yes.
We just kick them out and get somewhere.
If you have a way to do that. Do you have any earth-altering spells that could...
Use your biggie potion. Just get big and just crush it. Just...
What?
It's not that big. You're not that big.
What does happen if I take the biggie potion?
I don't know.
Slightly bigger.
You have to find out.
Whoa. And then a goblin, goblinzilla.
You're a dwarf. Do you want to take the biggie potion?
That sounded rude, in a way. You're a dwarf.
Just like, I look like a little chimpanzee.
Do you want to be bigger, Trashman?
You are a dwarf.
We can get Trashman bigged up and send him in.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got all that. What are you guys going to do here?
I don't have anything.
How many goblins are we talking about?
That'll help me destroy.
There is a lot of orcs and goblins inside.
Sure, still get my light bolt back.
Yeah,
short
rest.
I can get go get in those sleeping bags.
Yeah, you guys do have short rests because you did a long rest.
Let's do this
last. But are you going to short rest here in this camp? Are you just gonna like sleep out on the bedrolls for like an hour?
I don't know, because what if someone comes and like kills us while we're sleeping?
I will say this isn't a safe area.
How about we all stare at
you are in like goblin
crystal, let him short rest to get his lightning back.
We can just
and we'll just stare at him to make sure he doesn't get.
You can do that if you would like to do that.
Fuck ours, just stand.
It won't count as all of you as a short rest, but we can count it as a Duke Crystal short rest.
Fuck ours can stand guard for us while we all take a short rest.
Did you bring Fuck ours with you?
Yeah, he's always been with us.
Okay. This whole time, bro.
Sure. If you want to do that, I will roll for Fuck ours to see if he can keep watch while you guys short rest.
Fuck ours.
He's pretty smart.
So. It's kind of life, so we gotta need Fuck ours.
Yeah.
We saved his life, damn it. He owes us this.
But is he mentally capable?
I don't need to
speak. We'll find out when we run.
Alright, so, are you doing this? That's fine if you want to do that. I will do it.
What do you guys?
It sounds like he's trying to.
What sort of happen? We'll just all of a sudden have initiative and not the short run. You're like, yeah, that can be fine. As soon as you close your eyes, you got real comfy and you're like,
okay, so you guys gonna go set up, just lay down, take your rest then.
Yeah, it's gonna be
on the goblin beds. Alright, so we're going to roll for Fuck ours as you guys get yourselves into a little short rest, power nap, inside of the camp of the goblins and orc, the leader orc, our
Orctagon.
We're fighting. We're brave.
We're going to have eventual watch.
We're so
fun.
That is a six.
Oh, yeah,
so Fuck ours is, you know, sitting there watching as you guys sleep, and he kind of like moseys off and looking off into the distance, thinking about hell and the life he was in for just a little while there, and doesn't realize that a group of orcs and goblins are sneaking up and smack Fuck ours in the back of the head, and he goes unconscious, and then jumps all of you guys, and you guys are all beat unconscious.
This is a horror.
This is like a lot of orcs and goblins like jumping on you, like jumping on you. Like just fucking just like hands, fists throwing down on your head. So
pop off.
Yeah. You guys wake up and you're being like you're kind of waking up and you're being dragged through this what looks like an old like temple ruin place, like a tomb of some kind, and you're being dragged through and you see like a giant ring cage, you hear like a bunch of orcs and goblins just like Orctagon, and you guys are being tossed into this pit.
I told you this would happen.
This was your idea.
This pit is about 40-50 feet high, like tall up the wall. The stairs are being thrown down. We're not going to do a bunch of damage of you guys being thrown down. You're being taken down into the pit, cinematically. thrown without damage. And land inside the pit as you wait. Around you. Archie, give me a perception check. Because I'd say that, you know, being thrown into a fighting pit is probably Archie's you know, bugaboo. He knows a thing or two about being thrown into a ring. So give me a perception check on looking over the ring and stuff.
Eight.
All right. So you, as you're looking around, you see like weird faint glows of blue in the corners, four directions of the ring down there. And as you're like looking around, you notice all these things. You see a large orc standing up by this big statue of this woman, and he says, "I am Orctagon." He goes, "This is my ring. These are my orcs, and these are my goblins." And he goes, "We like to see blood in this pit. I don't care whose blood it is." He goes, "You fuckers thought you could kill my men and then sleep in their beds?" He goes, "You're in the pit now." He goes, "And you're in the Orctagon." And he like yells that and like waves his hands around, and everybody starts like screaming Orctagon as well. And he goes, "I've eaten plenty of dicks, and I'll eat yours when they're done with you." And he waves his hand. And he like waves his hands, and you see some orcs start dropping into the pit to come combat you guys.
To combat you.
As you see orcs just start dropping in around the whole area, just like jumping off the ledge, and
a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Well,
hang on, that's not all the ones I wanted, sorry.
Guys, I can use my last flask of my last oil flask. Okay, guys.
Hang on, let's let Kelly not have a stroke real quick, and then...
Okay, I can use my last oil flask.
Oh, wow.
Dump it around us so they can't get to us.
Yeah, that's totally going to keep them from getting
to
us. And now we're trapped in a freaking puddle of oil.
No, awesome. A ring of it's around us.
Yeah.
I'm going to blind them with my staff.
I'm going to...
Yeah, let's roll initiative.
I'm gonna fist
him. You're gonna fist him with unbreaking air? Oh,
no. This took a strange turn.
Oh, no.
19.
I got a 19.
All right.
Together.
17. Hold that. Real quick.
So, is it a roll off or no? Because I got a 16 plus 3.
Ooh, wow.
I got a 16 plus 1.
I got 8 plus 3.
Counts higher than mine. He rolled an 18.
All right, so let's do this again. Miss Muffin.
16 plus 3, 19, bruh.
Okay. Duke Crystal.
I got
an old 18
plus
1,
the old
19. Hey, good. Flea Stick Sock Jelly.
I got the old 16 plus 1, the old 17.
The old 17 Archie Ortiz.
The old 8 plus 3, yeah, 11.
Say it more proudly.
11.
This is 11.
I rolled 11.
So you both rolled 19?
Yeah, but mine was lesser of a 19 than his.
Okay,
16
then.
Plus 3.
Alright, then yeah. Duke Crystal, you're up first.
Yeah.
Big day, nice.
As you're thrown into the Orctagon.
I gotta know what we're looking at here in the ring.
We're looking at a bunch of shit. We look up and we're like, well, fuck.
I agree, they are.
We're gonna have to fight these
fuckers.
You can see the orcs and the goblins up top, like chanting. They're all like holding rocks and stuff too in their hands.
Yeah, you look like shit. Don't throw that at us, bitches. We'll kill you.
Yep. I think I'm gonna use my warhammer, two-handed.
Okay.
Go crack the one trying to flank me from the left.
All right.
I'm gonna go invisible.
That is 14 plus 7, 21.
That will hit. I hope so. These are some real strong orcs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. D10.
D10.
That's a 10 plus 5, 15 damage.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, how do you kill this orc?
Just top the head with the old hammer, just crush it in.
Yeah.
All right, 15. Flat. Crusty man, one hit. That was a one hit.
One hit.
Kill. All right, bloody body. He roars. They all are like, Orctagon. And next up is Miss Muffin.
So first off, I'm wearing my invisibility cloak because I put it on when I went to take my short rest as a blanket. Sorry,
okay. We'll allow it.
Yeah.
How'd they see you to capture you?
So you're saying that you...
She didn't cast invisibility.
So, you're saying they dragged everyone for us and, or every one of us
since
for her.
Since I'm wearing
here,
it, can I go ahead and cast
42
it?
Guards.
No, she was not invisible. You have to cast invisibility.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So can I go ahead and cast it?
Yes, you can cast invisibility.
All right. Does that take my action, or do I still get to try and dagger?
Dagger.
Because I can sneakily, stealthily, invisibly... sneak up on one of them.
I think it's an action. I believe it's an action.
I think it is too. I'm just not sure.
Yes.
Because it was an action to take it off.
I believe it's an action.
The wisdom of the blade.
The wisdom of the shadow. Indubitably. Sorry.
But it's a good action because I can go invisible and they can't see me to pummel me. And I'm just a little crazy woman.
It'd be best to save it for a strong target, though. Someone who's tough and you want to utilize it on.
Well, I already casted it.
Okay, so...
then you're going to have to hit one.
Then, you go...
Full health.
You go invisible.
All right, I'm invisible in the case of me.
I believe you are still supposed to make a stealth check, aren't you? But advantage?
Yes.
Yeah, so you gotta make a stealth check to make sure they don't see you.
18.
Yeah, that's
plus 5.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm still.
So yeah, you are hidden as fuck. So that was your action. Next is Flea Stick Sock Jelly.
I'm gonna blind all these fuckers with a cone of radiant light.
Okay, so it's 15 feet, I believe, for the radiant light blinding. So.
Oh, I thought you just said it was casting more.
It's a cone, like.
It's a cone.
Like a cone of light that does like that.
So the door is ahead of time.
Up to 15
right now.
So to let's see where you're at here.
I want the biggest possible group.
So straight ahead of you, about 30 feet, there's two orcs standing 10 feet apart from each other. And then to your right, there's one about 20 feet from you, but he is like further out from that one. He's about 15 feet off to the side, so you could hit two possibly if you wanted, or if you moved to your right for your movement speed.
Who's the closest to
me? You could possibly hit them both, hit three of
just
them.
Go immediately with my glyphs
up to 15 feet. So yeah, no, you would have to move up to hit those two with blindness. To hit those two. So yeah, you would be able to hit only those two, really, if you want to.
Is there anybody close enough I can hit my glyphs?
Yeah, you can. You can melee if you'd like to.
Yeah, I want to just...
Yeah, you can move up to the one on the right. He's 20 feet from you.
Yeah, let's hit him.
Alright, go for it.
Probably not. 13.
Yes. No. That will hit.
And 7 damage.
7 damage. That is a good hit. Good hit, indeed.
Nice.
But, lucky for you all, it's the orc's turn. Unlucky. So, the orc up ahead that's furthest from you guys, he's going to throw a javelin right at Duke Crystal. That's a natural one.
Good.
So let's see here. He throws his javelin and it goes flying and it sticks one of those blue glowing little fragments in the wall and hits it and the fragment like cracks and snaps and then falls to the ground. So yeah, that's what just happened there. So I will put this here.
Don't break the ball.
I don't break it.
So that blue one's out. Over there on the far left side of your room here. The yep. So next up is Orc B, one on Duke Crystal. Looks like you're getting a great axe. 16 plus 5? Great axed?
Yeah, I thought he's dead.
What? Oh yeah, you did kill him, didn't you? Yeah, you did. He is dead. I apologize. Yeah. Yes, I apologize.
Cut that out.
So yeah, Orc C then. Or cock. He's going to throw a javelin at Flea Stick. It's a 17 plus 5 Flea Stick. That will hit, I believe.
What, you're hitting me?
Yes. What's 6 damage. Zeke's damage.
That's a lot of damage.
All right, now Flea Stick. The one that's on you is going to hit you with a great axe. Yeah. Try to hit you with a great axe.
I'm leaving.
8 plus 5. What's your AC?
Wait, what was your last roll?
High.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yours is 17. Shit. All right, that one will not hit. Next up, Archie. All
right, which one am I closest to? Or is it? It really doesn't matter. I'm within 30 feet of them, right?
Yes. Right. The farthest one from you is 26 feet.
All right, well, I'm going to need a strength check, so I'm using Fist of Unbroken Air.
The Fist of Unbroken Air.
Unbroken.
Okay, strength saves, is that what you say?
Yeah, strength save.
Sorry, okay. Shit, just
yeah,
fuck
higher than a 12.
Higher than a 12? One second here, my shit just froze up on me. Okay. Higher than a 12? That you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
11 plus 3.
Alright, so...
saves. Half damage, and it doesn't go prone.
Half as much damage, and you do not push or knock it prone.
Okay. Isn't that like a bunch of damage?
Yeah, 3d10. shit, which one?
With a 0 on it.
Yep. 2.
9.
13, so half of 13 would be like either 6 or 7.
We'll just do 6.
It's like 6.5.
Yeah. Alright.
Red ring is dead.
Alright. Next up is, I believe, top of the round, Duke Crystal. That was all the orcs, so yes.
Okay, I reach the next orc? The one farthest away from everybody else?
Yes, you can be able to reach him.
Okay. I go for Warhammer on him.
Okay.
Oof.
No.
Yeah, figured.
Will not.
Okay.
Alright, Miss Melvin?
I am going to sneakily go over to it and freaking slice his ankles out.
Which one?
The one I'm closest to.
Okay, so the one on Flea Stick?
Yeah.
Okay.
20.
Natural 20?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's double damage on your regular attack, and then you can roll for your sneak attack damage.
So... 3 plus 4
is
7. What
did
you say?
Double.
So roll your damage twice.
Oh, okay.
So 7.
And then 1 plus 4.
Okay, so 5. So 7 and 5.
Mm-hmm. And then you said sneak attack has damage?
He's very dead.
He's already dead.
2d6. You want me to keep going or not?
No, he's dead. Mm-hmm. Very dead.
Overkill.
So yeah.
Overkill!
That's it.
Keep going!
That's it for that.
He exploded his internal organs.
He yeah. Bled out his ankles, apparently.
Blood out his ankles. Okay, Flea Stick. Your turn.
I'm going for Orc-C.
Okay. Are you going to melee? What are you going to do here?
I am going to just use my staff.
Okay, so smack him?
Yeah, I'm going to run up and crack him right between the eyeballs. Just one of those straight down, just skull,
okay.
To the face.
Give it to him.
12.
Nope.
And now I'm going to crack.
Alright, Duke Crystal, one on you. This orc is angry and pissed. He's going to swing his great axe at you.
Good.
It's Gax. 17 plus 5. Jesus. All right, 1d6. Let's see. Ooh, good. 4 damage.
Ooh, good.
It was a little damage.
That's it.
That's it. All right. Now it is the one on you, Flea Stick. You're getting the Gax as well. 14 plus 5.
I killed the one on Flea Stick.
He ran to the other one to attack it.
Oh, snipe.
That one, yeah.
6 damage. Okay, Archie, your turn.
Alrighty. Closest one to me is still that one, 26 feet away, right?
Yes. Duke Crystal's right. On him, Flea Stick's on the other one.
Is there any other within 40 feet of me?
Within 40 feet of you?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just those two as of right now.
Oh, there's no more. Alright,
yeah.
Well, I guess I'll run up on that one that I already hit once.
Okay.
And I'll try to crack him with my cane.
With Crack the
wall. Whip crack with the famous cane.
21.
Oh, yeah. 21.
7 damage.
Oh, yeah. Good damage.
Nice.
Crack his ribs.
Ran up next to Duke and just smoked him in the rib cage. I think it's back to the top, so Dookie.
Dookie!
Oh, Dookie boy.
I am going to reckless attack.
Okay.
We can be more handsome. Let's see. What's about 11?
No, sir.
Damn.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd say that would probably
be. That's advantage, right? You get to roll twice for reckless.
42?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. DPM. Oh, wow. 10 plus 5.
15. Dang, max damage hit. Yeah, so you decimate him. How do you kill him? Because this one you did the amount of his max HP and he had 2 HP left.
This one hit me. I definitely did, the 6 to 12 upward grind swing.
It's in half from the ground up.
Yeah, slung him over me.
Yeah, oh yeah, picked him up by his fucking gooch. Alright. Good one. Alright, Miss Muffin, you.
The crowd's getting. They're sweating.
Which one am I?
Yeah, the crowd's sweating. The crowd's don't know what to do anymore. Huh?
He just killed that one?
He killed the other one. There's one about 10 feet in front of you on Flea Stick.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that's the last one. So I'm going to sneak over to that one and repeat my actions and slice his ankles.
Okay, repeat actions and slice the ankles.
14 plus 6.
6? Yes, that will hit. 14 plus 6.
Okay, so then I have 17.
17 damage?
Right.
For what?
Double damage or no?
No. You didn't get a natural 20 this time.
Aw, schneid. My bad. So then it would have just been the first roll was 4 plus 4.
So 8 damage total?
Yep.
Okay. 8 damage to his ankles.
Do I roll sneak my sneak? 2d6?
No.
Okay.
Flea Stick. Your turn.
Yeah.
That's.
He's hurting.
Where are we at? Can I see
you? He can't really walk good.
Jeez.
Yeah, you've got one right in front of you, and it's the last one. The one that you're engaged with.
That one? The one in front of you is dead.
Yeah, the one in front of you is dead.
Summoning my spiritual weapon, the garbage can loaded from my head. And I.
So, is that a bonus action, Greg?
Yes.
And you're going to just cast that?
I'm going to cast it and use it.
Okay, so, as you. Raise your hand to use the trash god powers to summon a spiritual weapon. You see these blue little almost like gems in the walls start to glow real bright, and you feel the magic in your hands just kind of cut off. Just stops. So
we have to break all the blue gems.
You can tell that there is something blocking the magic in this chamber. And that can be a big problem for people who are hurt and a cleric because who needs magic to heal.
And destroy the walls.
The Octagon stands up and he goes, "Yes, I see that, little man." He goes, "You try to use magic in my ring, we have anti-magic." He goes, "I'm strong and I take what I want, and what I want is for this to be a good old blood-filled fight." He goes, "And that's what Octagon's gonna get."
Nope.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.